Chris and Liz Hobden's older daughter Annie, for those of you who remember the Hobdens, was married here to her new Brazilian husband. And I shared with the couple beforehand what I always say to couples when I'm preparing them for marriage about my own role at a wedding, which is twofold. I'm there to make sure that the couple actually get married, to ensure that there is no doubt when they leave this building that they are husband and wife, that there are registers properly filled out that prove it. But alongside making sure that they're married, I have another job, and that's to try as far as I can to ensure that this is a day and an event that they will remember, that they will remember deeply, to plant in them in that day profound memories of the event and of the promises that they made to each other, which will kind of grow and live inside them as my own memories of my wedding to Jules live and grow inside me 30 years ago this summer. And I increasingly steer couples in this direction of thinking that videos of a wedding are really rather a bad idea, because they interfere with this kind of mythopoeic memory process in a way that still photographs do not. But somehow to have the recording of the voice, to have the moving image, it's too direct a record. It kind of gets in the way of how the memory lives and grows inside you. A dear parishioner in the church where Jules and I were married made a sound recording, and I've never listened to it. I came across it the other day, and I was reflecting that not only do I never listen to it, I don't intend ever to listen to it, but I'm really glad to have it.